So give us an example of how this kind of invisible hand, this motivation works when you take an economic model. Like, let's look at one of your examples, tissue or organ donation, tissue donation.
Sure. Well, we have 90,000 people are on the waiting list to get a transplant organ. And about half of those people are going to die before they get one of those organs. You know, every year we have 9,000 or 10,000 people die while they're waiting to get a organ for transplant. So all kinds of approaches have been tried to solve this problem, you know, to encourage people to sign their organ donor card. But hasn't worked.
Mr. Tabarrok, can I ask you to hold on for a moment?
Sure.
One of the advantages of this conference is the serendipity of very strange people walking by and sitting down at our microphones once in a while. One of them is Robin Williams, who has just joined us. Thank you for being here.
Nice to be here and a part of the Witness Protection Program.
Well,
I signed an organ donor program on the way in, and they refused two of them.
Well, Mr. Tabarrok will be able to tell you that you're going to be at the bottom of the list now.
Well, yes, because once you get out of rehab, they really don't want your liver. Thank you. It's used somewhat.
What big idea are you bringing, or are you just following Bill Gates around making mock of him?
Oh, making mock of him? You don't make mock of Mr. Gates. Not the Windows man, now that he's being philanthropic. He's good, you know. It's like he and Warren Buffett are actually doing a telethon next week for the country, and they're both singing My Way.
Do you think it's going to raise any money?
I think so. Well, just a little bit of their cash would be great.
What do you find? What makes you
and
come
the new?
To the...
They have the new Timothy Geithner $20 bill out now. Instead of "In God We Trust," it just says "Trust me,"
with his face on it. Presumably,
with his face and the Mr. Monopoly,
with a guy with his pockets
and empty, like,
and
please
rich,
help
the rich guy. But doesn't that say go directly to jail on that?
Well, you know that you have to call others. Yeah.
What brings you to this conference?
A car, an electric one, and
good. So far, so good.
So far, yeah. It was
And you know Ted personally, I gather.
Ted, yes. And Bob.
And Bob.
Yeah, Bob conference.
This conference is next door, I gather.
Yeah, Bob is boring old bull.
And no hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, no hors d'oeuvres. What do they say? Well, they have the Kevorkian chicken, which is the chicken that took its own life.
Thank goodness I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, I know. That's hard. So, it's very hard if they have, like, a lot of these, you know, green events, and then if you hear, like, Sylvia Earle speak, and then they have a seafood buffet, that's rough. You know,
but it's a test, isn't it? If you hear Sylvia Earle, the oceanographer, talk about the oceans, and you're still willing to eat seafood?
Yeah, then you have to go farm salmon, maybe.
You have to ask.
And it's so hard to have, like, salmon on land farming.
I heard that swimming upstream is particularly difficult.
Oh, always. And finding a willing female after that much, you know?
Well, you get tired out.
Well, they do. So many women are going, that's the old excuse. I swam 6 months.
I'm tired.
So are you technology, entertainment, or design?
I think all of the above.
Uh-huh.
I think enhanced.
Enhanced.
I think I come here to... I actually, people say, am I speaking? I went, no, thank you very much. Just here to listen. Last year, there was a BBC simulcast that failed, and I heckled as a Scottish techno, basically a techno dweeb. What's wrong with your technology now? So where's your live feed now? Great. But it was good to be in the midst of that. And people keep going, are you doing that again? No.
Well, you have to come up with another thing to heckle about this year, don't you?
Oh, there's a lot. Chris gives you. I mean, Chris Anderson's interesting. He's kind of like David Frost on Prozac.
Give us David Frost on Prozac.
It's wonderfully... what? I tell you, there's been a lot of fornication. But, no, I think I've been watching just mostly in the simulcast room, so that's been fun. Because you can come and go.
Well, in the simulcast room, you can heckle and no one hears you.
Wow, it's not like deep space.
Heckling, it is like deep space, which we're going to be discussing a little later.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people, you know, online texting away in the simulcast rooms. If you're in the main auditorium, it's, you know, it's very intense, very like, shh.
You're not allowed to stand up and say whatever comes into mind?
No, I think that becomes difficult in the midst of all of that, you know, that... You know, it's very difficult to heckle a Nobel Prize, you know, biologist. Especially
aren't they the people who need it most?
I don't think they get heckled a lot. You know, even but my favorite was the guy who said, like, when Chris came up and said, "Well, that slide was a little bit dense and boring." He went, "Well, if you're a mouse with anthrax, it means a lot." Our lines are open. We've gotten two emails from a couple of mice with anthrax. This is from Carl in the Maze. He's saying that he's really excited. Yeah, he's going. What's that? That was the first live interview with a mouse.
Carl, I'm afraid we can't help you at this point, but But send us an email. Robin Williams is here at the TED Conference. He knows TED personally. He probably had a hand in creating this conference.
No, I've only been a willing witness. And please stay online because you actually have amazing people talking about. And please donate your organs now. And not just at the sperm bank. They have a night deposit box, but don't do that. There's always guys waiting outside the sperm bank. What are you doing?
I'd like a new deposit.
No, we shouldn't be doing this on PBS.
Tax deductible.
I'm going to interrupt because this is my one and only chance.
We'll get right back to that. My guests, of course, coming up is Alex Trebek. Robin Williams is here for everybody.
Yes, we'll also be back with the woman yesterday, the woman who talked about porn, which will our lines will be open, wide open right then. Thank you very much.
89.3 KPCC.
Programming on 89.3 KPCC is supported by the Geffen Playhouse, presenting the world premiere of Time Stand Still by Pulitzer Prize winner Donald Margulies and directed by Tony Award winner Daniel Sullivan. She photographs the faces of crumbling nations. He makes their stories national news. Together, chaos was easy. Who knew coming home would be so hard? Performances beginning February 3rd. Tickets at geffenplayhouse.com.
Programming supported by Ocean Blue Rental, offering power charter boat cruises out of Marina Del Rey. Boats are equipped with TV, full kitchen, full baths, and are fully insured and operated by a professional skipper. More at oceanbluerental.com.
This is 89.3 KPCC, Southern California Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Hedy Lynn Hurtis. Nadia Suleman, the mother who gave birth to octuplets last week, is finally speaking in public. She gave an interview to NBC's Today Show. NBC released an excerpt today. The full interview airs on Monday. Many have criticized the 33-year-old Suleman for pursuing fertility treatment since she was an unemployed single mom with six kids. She insisted that she'll be able to care for all 14 children after she finishes getting her master's degree in counseling.
I know I'll be able to afford them when I'm done with my schooling. If I were just sitting down, watching TV, and not being as determined as I am to succeed and provide a better future for my children, I believe that would be considered, to a certain degree, selfish.
NBC said Suleman explained that a friend is the biological father of all 14. She said that she had six embryos implanted for all six of the children she had before the octuplets. She said she used the same fertility clinic throughout, although she did not name it in the Today Show excerpt. The California Medical Board is now investigating whether there were any violations by the doctor who helped Suleman become pregnant. It's 1:42.
I'm Pat Morrison. We are live at the TED Conference. If you don't know it very well, you might have to call it the Theodore Conference until you get to know it better. Robin Williams is here. Alex Tabarrok. Alex Tabarrok had an economist joke for Robin Williams.
Believe it or not, sure. I'll give it a try anyway. So, Robin, what's the capital of Iceland?
I don't know. What is it?
About $20.
We'll be right back. I can't wait till that. You know, Scotland Yard invested in Iceland and lost, and they mainly invested their pension fund in Iceland. I can't wait till there's a bunch of like hardcore English cops going, "We're here for Bjork." No, we want money back right now. I don't care. We want her back. You know? It's all right. It's the money back right now.
I'm glad to see that there is humor in the economic situation we find ourselves in.
Oh yeah, always just before you jump. What do we do? How do you do it? You know. Makes you think that Uncle Sam right now is like, yo, man, I just need some liquidity. You know? I need that, you know, I ran into some bad subprimes, you know.
Do you get the jitters if you don't get
your liquidity? Yeah, I need $803 billion by Tuesday. Man, if I don't get it, man, no, I would not screw you again. The whole country, welcome, the country goes into rehab. Call now.
Get your stimulus.
Yeah, your economic stimulus, yeah.
Oh, Robin Williams, it's a treat to have you here at TED. Now that you know him well enough to say TED instead of
Theodore. TED, yes, TED, or just T.
T?
T, my T-man.
That's pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty close.
Pretty close right now, wearing that Bella Abzug hat. Well done, madam.
Alex Tabarrok was telling us about his model for organ donation. I don't know if you fill out the little card or... You know.
I think I did. They'll take as much as they can. I mean, some of them are used. I don't know. The one I'd like to donate, they're going, no, we can't take that. I'd like to leave that to science.
They have standards?
Yeah, well, I think the Smithsonian obviously has. They have, supposedly, Dillinger's penis and Einstein's brain, and they're sitting next to each other, which is kind of, if you combine the two, There's a science fiction movie from way back. What's kind of pornographic science fiction?
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But we won't go with that one now because even you're going, this is public radio.
Well, that's why we can say these,
oh, you
these
can.
Biologically correct words.
Oh, so basically you could have someone who could screw and then think about it for the rest of eternity.
I think that's the way the model works.
That was it?
This is the
brain,
technology, entertainment, and design.
The
conference.
Most brilliant brain in the largest penis in the world. Imagine the possibility. It's like a guy who, you know, makes love and turns into a penis. Turns into a penis. What was that?
Alex Tabarrok was telling us about his model for organ donation, which is kind of punitive, isn't it? If you don't figure out that you mark the little space on the card, yes, you can have my kidney, you don't get to the head of the line when you need a kidney.
Oh, so you're saying if you give early and often.
Well, what seems fair? I call it a no give, no take. If you don't want to sign your organ donor card, that's fine. But then you shouldn't be first on the list to get an organ.
Then it's like
one.
The Monty Python thing with the, I'm here for your kidney. I'm not dead yet. No, I'm sorry. You donated it. Sorry, they need it now. Wants your kidneys.
That's sort of the idea of putting charity and profit on the same page with this?
Well, we need some incentives to get people to sign their organ donor card. Right now, people don't sign because there's no reason for them to.
And Robin Williams is going through his wallet even as we speak to see whether he's signed
basically,
it.
And you're wondering now, is this basically like a Ponzi scam? Is this Bernie Madoff doing organs now? Hi, I'm Bernie Madoff. You can actually sell your liver and get money back right now. Call now. I'm Bernie Madoff. Incredible things. Don't worry about that. Call now.
We slice, we dice.
We slice, we dice. That's right.
Robin Williams, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Well,
I can see this has been a wonderful time, and I'm going to go actually sign all my organs away right now.
Just inspired by Alex Tabarrok, knowing that you won't be on the list unless you put yourself on the other list.
If they do colonic implants.
Robin Williams, thanks so much.
We're glad you stopped. Thank you so much.
We're at the TED conference in Long Beach. He's shaking hands with Alex Tabarrok, so obviously they have some point of agreement here, even if it's just a point of contact.
Point of contact. That's probably where you have to, when you're doing organ donations. Please, our lines are open. A kidney is a terrible thing to waste. Call now. We'll come to your house with a bucket of dry ice.
I think we need,
and a very dull knife.
I think we need Robin's brain next Einstein's in this Smithsonian.
Oh, yeah, but even Einstein would go, get him away from me. He's Mushugi.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Papa.
For bringing your Mushugi brand to us.
Mushugi brand.
Mushugi brand.
Mushugi brand oatmeal.
Now available in flakes.
Flakes. Call now. Flakes. Just add water and stimulus.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
So, Alex Tabarrok, it's not often you got to share the economic theories of Robin Williams here.
Absolutely. That was a real treat.